Thousands of federal jobs and positions have been cut since February as the Trump administration seeks to downsize the role and scope of the federal government. One Philadelphia native and Tourette syndrome advocate who lost his job earlier this year now worries about what the future of employment opportunities will look like for all people with disabilities if federal involvement is weaker. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
Adam Fishbein was offered a job as a policy advisor in the U.S. Department of Labor's Office of Disability Employment Policy in 2021, right after graduating from college. It felt like a dream come true.
When I got that job, I was elated. I was over the moon.
For many years, getting this kind of job offer had seemed perhaps more like a pipe dream for Fishbein. He began to exhibit some concerning behaviors as a child, especially in school. He'd hide under desks or make sudden sounds, like barking. His teachers recommended he get tested for developmental and behavioral conditions. At 6 years old, he was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome, a neurological disorder characterized by uncontrolled repetitive movements or unwanted sounds and verbal outbursts, known as tics or tic attacks. With the diagnosis in hand, Fishbein was able to get support and accommodations at school for his disability.
Sometimes it looked like extended time on tests or a separate room for testing so I could focus better and tick. Sometimes it meant being able to take a break because I needed to tick.
Tourette syndrome is misunderstood by many people and often becomes the butt of jokes. As he got older, Fishbein became a Tourette syndrome youth ambassador to help educate others in his community. But his parents, Rachel Ezekiel Fishbein and Joel Fishbein, still worried about his college options, career opportunities, and long-term independence.
There were times when we didn't know what his future would look like, and that was really scary. And we had family support, and we were able to get him what he needs. But you think that's not the way this might have ended up.
It was an especially happy moment when their son was accepted to American University in Washington, D.C., where he continued to advocate for himself and spread awareness about Tourette syndrome. He studied politics, policy, and law, already knowing that he wanted to help other people who lived with disabilities.
I wanted to speak or advocate for those who could or would not speak for themselves.
That goal came into reach when he got the job at the Department of Labor. He joined a team working to increase employment opportunities for people with disabilities and to make sure existing programs were well-funded and working correctly. It felt like a perfect match for his experience and skills.
I thought I would be there for my whole career. I really did. And maybe that was naive.
In February, the initiative known as the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, ordered federal agencies to make staffing cuts. The move aligned with the Trump administration's goal of shrinking the size and scope of the federal government. Fishbein ended up taking a voluntary deferred resignation in April. It meant that he had to stop working at the job he loved so much, but would get full pay and benefits through September 30th. He says it didn't feel like much of a choice.
They were encouraging us to take the deferred resignation offer, and I took it because I frankly couldn't afford to let it play out and potentially be unemployed with no safety net.
Over the last couple months, he's applied to hundreds of jobs, but gotten very few interviews. If he can't find new employment, he worries that he'll have to move back to his parents' home in Philadelphia and leave the life he's built in D.C.
I volunteer in my community. I volunteer for a dog rescue. I'm in an a cappella group. I have a girlfriend who I would have to move away from. And, you know, it's a scary prospect.
He also worries about how employment opportunities for people with all disabilities could be affected if there are fewer people in the federal government enforcing discrimination protections and fair hiring practices. But he tries to stay optimistic.
I'm hoping that state and local governments will pick up the slack. And I'm also seeing a lot of advocacy, a lot of organizations that are, you know, doing really good work to kind of fill those gaps.
Fishbein also hopes that corporations and for-profit businesses will keep investing in people with disabilities and in underserved communities, even with less federal oversight. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.